we talked to a guy up there in Sheboygan through this repeaters. All these linked ones over here. We talked from here to up there by Indian River, so that's pretty cool.
Huh. I should be funny and send some mail to a friend of mine who used to drive truck. He's up there in Indian River, too. Rod Brown, he's a good guy. I'm surprised he don't have his GMRS. But, yeah, I think you're talking about Sheboygan Bob, right?
10-4, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know all the superheroes of the GMRS local system. And we got Jack down there in your neck of the woods. And usually I'm driving dump truck. If I'm not at the office, I try to do parlay loads.
Okay. Yeah, Jack and Bob, yep. I talked to Jack a little while ago.
Yeah, I haven't been on. I used to come on about 11:30 and come out about 5 o'clock, but I've had my new radio that I built, and it's been in the cab of my truck. I got room. There's two Motorola slots on my dash, so I could put, you know, a max track on both sides, but I built myself a 110-watt Motorola Spectra for VHF, and then I got myself a nice Motorola MaxTrak 40-watt for GMRS, and I just haven't brought the other power cable in yet because, I don't know, too busy in the shop making stuff for people.
Ten four on that. Keeping busy.
We actually have a photo from 8 years ago on Facebook. 8 years ago, it was not as interesting as it is now. The company is 48 years old, and I retired. I bought it back in 2016, opened up the Owosso location during COVID because of all the BS. That shop was flourishing, and the Democrat Flint shop was not. So I closed Flint and kept Owosso, and it was amazing. And we've just been lucky to be there. But now, unfortunately, our shop is like operating in a submarine. We've got so much customer crap in there right now. It is literally dangerous wandering around in there.
I guess that sounds like a good thing to have a lot of work in the shop and keep them busy.
As you call it, a high-class problem. We're the only shop that I know. Well, I'm the only shop that I know of anymore that does repair. And I stopped doing TV repair because it takes two people to do those larger sets. And we just don't get into it. And the dig on Walmart and some places, they sell you a cheap TV for nothing. So, you know, I hate to say it, even them Samsungs, if you own one, you put it on a power strip. I'll tell you that much right now. If you like your house, put your Samsung on a power strip and shut that power strip off when you're not using it. We've had so many Samsungs come in that have caught on fire, and it's, I don't know how it's not on the Internet everywhere. I tried to make a video of it, put it on YouTube, and I got knocked off for saying that a Samsung television caught on fire.
Yeah, shut down a little guy. We got to keep selling TVs. We don't care what happens. You guys do repairs on ham radios too?
Yeah, now we do repairs on ham radios. Really depends on what's going on with it. If it's a old school radio, higher success rates. We do repair the dial selectors. We do repair finals. We repair the logic boards on some stuff. Mostly that's my department, is radio repair. But we've got really advanced soldering and solder flow stations. We've got rework stations and ultrasonic stations. So there's not a lot we can't do. It depends on what kind of gear you got. It kind of makes whether we can do it or not.